flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest, 100% organic cotton bedding from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and breathable sheets. You'll experience pure comfort on night one and feel your bedding get softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com with code ODYSSEY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
We told you all show long, we've been talking to our buddy Austin Eckler, and he joins us as he does each and every week, Tuesdays at 5 p.m., presented by IT Cadre, trusted insight from trusted insiders, presented by IT Cadre, Austin Eckler, where DC Sports Insiders share their exclusive perspective. Austin, it's been a fantastic season chatting with you every single week. Hate that this is our final ride here after the elimination game. But let's go back to Sunday going into the game. What was your guys' level of confidence heading up to Philly? How did you feel going into the matchup?
Hey, what's going on, fellas? Yeah, this is it's been a great journey, and it was a great journey. Obviously, didn't end the way we wanted to, but going into that game, you know, the mindset was let's continue to hunt, just like we were, you know, the 2 weeks before that going into the playoffs. Like, understanding that, you know, it's pretty much us versus basically ourselves, right? Let's go out there, and as long as we play our game, you know, we'll be able to find success like we have in the past. And so that was the mindset going into it.
What was different about the third time? Like, what sort of changes did you guys make, did they make, that you kind of noticed was different playing the same team for a third time?
Yeah, I mean, for the most part, when you get to this point in the season, you are who you are, and you hang your hat on that. You're either gonna live or die by that. And so it wasn't anything crazy that they did that we weren't expecting or anything like that, or vice versa. You know, just on that day, they were better at what they did than we were able to, you know, keep up with. And at the end of the day, as an offense, we just had too many turnovers. And as we know, watching the other games and even our games, you know, that turnover margin in the NFL, especially at the playoff level, is detrimental to your success. And that's kind of what ended up playing out for us.
One of the things we've been talking about with listeners, we've taken a lot of calls on the last couple of days, is the juxtaposition, Austin, of the amazing year nobody saw coming, the fun ride that we all went on that was kind of a gift, frankly, and then it ending. No, every year ends with a loss, but 55 points had never been scored in a conference title game, and, you know, 50 million people watching and losing by 30, and, like, trying to make sense of all that. How do we feel about the end being what it was when it was so great all year? And I was kind of already, like, the minute the game ended, in the mode of, you know what, thank God for this season. This is the best year in 33 years. I'm 36. I've never seen anything like this for this team in my life. Danny, it's taking a little bit longer. He's reeling a little more. What about you? Like, how do you compartmentalize those things?
Man, it sucks. You know, like, for us as competitors, you know, being in the building, especially when you have a lot of guys that weren't here in the previous year, and even if you were, right, every time you have a new season, it's a new mindset that, hey, we're going to go the distance. And to get that close and to, you know, kind of go out like that where it was a pretty brutal beating, it stings. Stings either way. Even if it was a close game and we lost, it would still sting. Like, just because you're so close to getting to that final game and really giving yourself a chance to be a world champion and just how much goes into it. And especially as a year eight player now, just knowing that teams are different every single year. You know, you can have high expectations and kind of flatline, or vice versa, like we did this year, where there's low expectations, but we actually superseded those. And you never know how the game's going to play out. You just know you're going to give it your best shot, and hopefully that can give you some wins and give you a chance to get into the tournament. And it's a journey every single time. So I am I'm definitely still feeling it. Like, that weight will hold on me, you know, for a while. You know, definitely till the Super Bowl, because it's just I can't even watch it. I feel like I'm just sick watching it, especially because, I mean, I've gone against the Chiefs for the past, you know, 7 years. And then also now the Eagles are our division. Now they're going. So it's like, great. I'm getting the double dip of people that I don't want to see win the thing. So, yeah, that's where I'm at.
How long does it usually take for you to kind of say, you know, just that as such a high-level competitor, Austin, to go from, you know, I'm so annoyed, I'm ticked off, it stinks having lost that last game, to, okay, I can have some appreciation for this journey here as I get a little bit further away. Like, for you personally, how long does it kind of take to turn that page?
Ooh, I feel like I need to have, like, I don't know, a month or so. Like, I need to get, like, in a different routine almost. Like, I've been in the football routine for so long, and that's kind of what I'm accustomed to right now. And until I can actually, like, get some time to get in a routine doing something else right now, to be training and dealing with some business endeavors, once that starts to become, like, a normal daily thing for me and gets my mind on something else, I think that's what it'll take. So at least, you know, February. Before I'm like feeling like, okay, rejuvenated, and my mind is like not thinking about it anymore, and it kind of that weight of, you know, disappointment is lifted off of me. But there's always a little piece that will always remember what it felt like to be in that moment and lose that way.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Austin Eckler, presented by IT Cadre, with us on Grant and Danny. You know, one of the things Dan Quinn talked about after the game, you know, obviously the three turnovers were such a key, but he talked about how he gave the Eagles a lot of credit. Like, it's not like you guys just dropped the ball or ran into each other or something, right? Like, the Eagles really made plays. The punch fumble on you when you were getting up after a really nice athletic catch and you're hopping back to your feet to try to go get extra yards. The Amis fighting for extra yards. Do you take any solace in that, or is that something where you're like, nah, dude, it just can't happen? Like, what's your thought on they get paid too, and those were pretty good defensive plays, even though they were kind of damaging plays?
Yeah, that's the margin of the NFL. And, you know, it's one careless play here or there with the ball, and that can, you know, turn into, you know, the game coming out in a different outcome. And for us, you know, it was more of a landslide since we had four turnovers. They had zero.
they took care of the ball better than we did, you know, and it was kind of the opposite when we played the Lions, right? They didn't take care of the ball as well as we did. And it shows. It shows. It's not that you don't practice it. Obviously, we practiced it. We didn't turn it over at all. We were like the week before.
You guys had zero.
We were like one of the lowest, you know, turnover teams in the league this entire year. And so it's definitely something that we coach. Dan Quinn says it almost every day. It's all about the ball. It's something that we're conscious of. But again, all the talking and practice is all to lead up to Sunday, to where it has to show up and it has to matter the most. And unfortunately, we were put in situations where there were some slip-ups, including mine. You know, I take ownership of that. You know, I got to make sure, even if I'm getting up off the ground, protecting the ball, or know when the ride's over and just stay down. And, you know, we got to take that. And that's what sports is: who makes the least amount of mistakes. And for us on Sunday, it was them. And, you know, that's why. So it's not that it's not important. It's always important. It's always of the utmost importance. It's about who can maintain the most discipline during the game.
Well, you put way more deposits in the bank than withdrawals. So hopefully not, you're not beating yourself up too bad. Our buddy Austin Eckler here on Grant and Danny on the Fan, joining us one final ride after this. The final game of the Commanders season in the NFC Championship game, an amazing campaign where they ended up in the Final Four in the NFL. For the guys that are coming back like yourself with a multi-year deal, what do you think you can take out of the three playoff games you guys played in for a guy like Jaden, a rookie quarterback who hopefully is playing in games like this next year? Like, in what ways will you guys be better off for this experience and these scars, as Dan Quinn calls it?
Yeah, you know, when you have a new core group of guys come in like we did, and new coaching staff, they bring in the new philosophy. So something that's going to carry over will be just those. Will be the standard of the team. Will also be kind of the expectation of this team now is at a new level for ourselves internally, because we know now our we don't think we're going to win, but now because we know the capabilities of our team, which we really had some questions about, you know, at the beginning of the year when we were kind of unfamiliar with ourselves. And so now having a new core group with new philosophies and that are going to be here for a second year, I think we're really in a position to build off of what we've done this year. It's not going to be the same team, so it won't be necessarily apples to apples, but it's still going to be in the realm of the Dan Quinn flavor. We'll see what happens with the coordinators. I saw something about Cliff maybe not leaving or something like that. And obviously, you know, we have Jaden coming back, so, you know, our offense is going to run through him just like it did this year. So for an offensively standpoint, like, we're going to have our identity. And I think that's going to be something that is going to be established. And, you know, Jaden's going to be involved in running, passing, doing all that stuff. And then also keeping us in the RPO game, quick passes, you know, Terry coming alive this year as well in his way. So our identity has really solidified ourselves. And I think that's going to be the biggest carryover next year. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, Austin, you referenced it. That's the report, is that Cliff Kingsbury's, you know, on his way back to Washington. How important is that continuity, kind of keeping those same voices? As a guy that's been around in the league and gone through a couple different sets of changes, how important is that to kind of keep all those things you just mentioned, you know, everything on the train tracks?
Well, I mean, just look at the teams that have been there and done that. You know, look at the old Patriots. Look at the Chiefs now. And once you find a chemistry that works, man, as an ownership, I hope you're doing everything to, you know, to really hold on to that, because it's rare. And you can tell, because you can see every year all the different shuffles of coordinators and head coaches and this and that. And so that's what the NFL is. How can we put the best group of men together and support staff together to actually push this thing forward and maintain and sustain success? Because we know what that means. That means legacy building. And now, you know, the Chiefs are known as the heavy hitter. That's the team to beat. And, you know, what that does for the city, what that does for, you know, all of those fans that are in that, it makes it a staple in your legacy as a team, as a country, as a state, like you're represented. So there's so much that rides on. That's why we put so much into this. And I hope, you know, they do everything they can to continue to keep us in a place where we have a winning culture right now and try to keep it together. But at the same time, if they get another opportunity and they're like, hey, I'm going to go be a head coach over there, you can't blame them for that either.
Austin Eckler, 13 touches for the Commanders, heavily involved in their NFC Championship game in Philly this past weekend, joining us here presented by IT Cadre on Grant and Danny. We'll get some listener questions in just a couple of moments. In terms of progressing this offseason, like, they're going to go out and add talent and bring guys in to help you out. Danny and I have been talking a lot about how we're confident the team will be more talented next year, but that doesn't guarantee anything. Like, so much of this was about chemistry and the brotherhood and the locker room, and this group will never be the same. I mean, as a leader in the locker room, what's that part like for you in terms of you're going to have to recapture that magic a little bit with Dan Quinn?
Yeah, we will. We 100% will. And that's kind of the, you know, the plus and the minus, the good and the bad with sports, as far as you're going to have to do it over again, which can be a bad thing if you just had an amazing season because you know you're going to lose some people. But it's also a good thing because it's a new opportunity to kind of write a new story for that year if you're going through it. So it kind of makes things fluid, you know, and so that's what it will be this year. And there's no guarantees. I hope, you know, for me as a player and a leader, I hope we bring in good guys that we had like this year. Most of the guys that are bought into a vision and really kind of bought into this brotherhood thing that we talk about all the time and what this standard means, what it means practicing, what it means taking care of the team. You know, really not a lot of problems coming from our team as far as, you know, our culture and especially going out to the media. Like, there's nothing really that really stood out this year that I've seen in the past where, you know, you can see some things that are divided, and obviously winning helps that. But definitely can be easy to just have pop up that we see so many times where it's, you have individuals that are popping off for not getting the ball or this or that. And there's just never, ever a sense of that it was ever going to be a thing just because of the guys that we had in. So, you know, you can't really judge a man's character from, you know, seeing him up front and seeing the stats, but I'm hoping that we can bring in some good character guys that are talented that, you know, can fit kind of the mold that we have here with DQ and Adam Peters.
Austin, you're such a sharp guy and very thoughtful about matters of the league and the sport in general and players and everything else. So I learned something this past week or this past Sunday as I'm watching the game. And the defense, your defense, was trying to stop a play. And the referee said, listen, if these guys do it again, I'm going to turn this car around and give Philadelphia points. I've never seen that. I'd never heard of that. What was first of all, did you know that? Second of all, what was going through your mind and the mind of the guys on the sideline going like, what the hell is this dude talking about? They're doing hard counts and guys are reacting. That sounded crazy to me.
Yeah, every Friday we go over basically like a rules check and we'll talk about some of the funky rules and things that can kind of come up through the NFL and talk through scenarios. So we've talked through that one before where they can actually award different types of points, some weird kind of plays that come up, you know, someone runs off the sideline and stuff like that. So yes, I've heard of it. I've never obviously seen it because I don't think we've seen that in, I don't know, decades ever happen. But, you know, in my opinion, you know, after the like second one, I'm just like, okay, like run the dang play. Like, we know what's happening. You know, it's freaking basically unstoppable. Like, just get it over with, like do something. And, you know, those guys, the defense, trying to do everything they can. Obviously, you know, Lubu's selling out to try to stop this play. And so desperate times come from desperate measures. So I don't blame him. Like, send it. And, you know, he got warned. And, I mean, I thought it was – I'm like, yeah, I'm here for it, man, because I don't know what else you can do because that stuff is basically unstoppable. So, yeah, that was a kind of a wacky moment.
Austin, I got two listener questions here. Presented by IT Cadre for you, so we can end the conversation with these couple. I'll start with Z, who says, what's Austin going to do to unwind after the long, crazy season? So what are your plans in the coming days to kind of get your head back on straight?
Yeah, as I kind of mentioned earlier, you know, it comes down to just getting into the off-season routine. And for me, it really comes down to my training regimen. Like, I'll get back into training. I'll take a few weeks off, not necessarily don't need it from like a lifting standpoint from getting hit and stuff like that. So let's let my body feel like it feels completely good. Like my finger, there's just little, you know, residuals, like my fingers are jammed. My neck is sore to turn, you know, like to turn to different sides. Like my hamstrings are a little sore. So like things like that you'll give a couple weeks. And then for me, it's right back into my business endeavor. So I have an app that's helping athletes create content for universities right now for their collective duties and stuff like that. So we can continue to share the stories of ourselves as athletes for the fans. So that'll be my biggest priority as far as kind of like the professional world. But then keep myself in tip-top shape when it comes to my NFL journey and making sure that I'm putting in the time at the training facility. And then also I'm married now. I'm married for like 8 months. So I'll be spending a lot of time with wifey, you know, a vacation here or there. And then I think we have a few weddings and stuff like that. So That is my off season, and I am definitely looking forward to it after 8 years in the league.
Austin, last one, listener question from Aaron. Says it's probably an underrated thing from fans how hard it is for you guys that have been together every day for, you know, three quarters, you know, eight tenths or whatever of a year every day as teammates, and this unit will never be the same again. What's the hardest part about kind of saying goodbye almost to a team?
Yeah, there's a few things in there that I'll give you some insights on. So definitely not seeing each other as much kind of just breaks up the camaraderie that we had just every single day. You know, some of us will stay in touch with each other, but a lot of that was us put in a position where we get to see each other every single day, and it's more so forced upon you. So that brotherhood's a lot easier to maintain, just like you when you're in college or high school, when you see your buddies every single day, and then, you know, you grow old, you kind of grow apart from each other because of, you know, locations and jobs and stuff. So now it's like, now we all go back to, I'm going to Nevada, there's going to Florida, Texas. So it just becomes a little bit more distant than it used to be. And then other things too, that we always miss, like for me, like the routine of, right, having a table to get like breakfast, lunch, and dinner, you know, so really not having to cook at all. Like the whole routine is just kind of flipped on its head. I always tell my wife, I'm like, dang, one of the worst parts is now we got to make our own food. So, you know, it's just an adjustment that we have to do. But I mean, just like anything, we'll take it head on and, you know, get after it. But, yeah, definitely going to miss the guys. And I know some of them actually will be out in where I'm training. We'll train at the same place. So we'll stay in touch, obviously, through that and keep the camaraderie going. And I know OTAs is only a few months out. So that's what's great about off season as well, is we get some time together when we're training during OTAs.
Well, Austin, the season on the field for you guys was a blast. It was a lot of fun. 14 wins and an NFC title game appearance. Many of us will never forget it. But I got to tell you, on behalf of our producers, Darris and Ryan, and myself and Danny, we have thoroughly enjoyed getting to know you and interviewing you once a week, all season long. Just such a pro, and we've had countless listeners reach out to us about things they've learned about the NFL experience or just really getting to know you through the airwaves. You've made a lot of fans here in D.C., but thank you for an awesome season. We really enjoyed this partnership.
Yeah, likewise. And I want to say thank you to you guys for, you know, letting me have this platform. This is your guys' show, and you guys are sharing that with me so I get my voice out there and we can make some great content for everyone listening out there. So thank you to everyone that's been staying tuned and looking forward to coming back, and let's keep the wave going. We're not done yet. So I hope you guys are ready for next year.
Well, we're already lining up. Week one, baby. Let's go. September can't come soon enough. I know you want to go to those weddings and have some fun.
Get
with
your
the
feet
wife.
Up a couple days.
Yeah, but we're not sore. We're ready to go. I can eat chips and dip and watch football again in a week. But seriously, enjoy your off season.
Thank you, buddy.
And we'll talk soon, hopefully, Austin. Thanks, brother.
Yep. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, be good. There's Austin Eckler. One final time this season, presented by IT Cadre. Trusted insight, helping leaders of the nation's most important organizations understand complexity, align efforts, and make the best data-driven decisions to achieve success. IT Cadre, your vision, our purpose.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.